I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Pastor John and Mandy Lawson, who both work at the church. Pastor John is our IT and communications pastor, and Mandy just started out as our financial coordinator. Actually, she started about a month before Pastor John started. But how are you guys doing today?
We are doing good.
Yep.
It's good to have you guys. And Dad thought it would be good just to have you guys on the front porch just to talk a little bit about your guys' testimony and your call to ministry and how that came about. So whichever one of you would like to start, and then maybe the other one can go. Just tell us where you're from and a little bit about your testimony.
Well, I grew up not too far from the church here. I grew up in Elkton, Virginia, and my dad was a pastor most of my childhood. He was a pastor. When I was about 19 years old, maybe 18, 19 years old, my dad stepped down from that ministry. And that was kind of a strange chapter in my life because I had never seen my parents kind of church hopping before. And that was a strange thing for me to witness, just to see my parents going from one church to another, trying to find where they were going to attend next. And eventually, you know, as they were church hopping, I was church hopping as well, trying to find something on my own, something that was mine. And I had always been at their church, and I just wanted to find something as an individual that was mine. They ended up finding the church here, the Nazarene Church, and the church was meeting at Stone Spring Elementary at that time, and they invited me to come, which I was hesitant about, but in order to kind of appease them, I took them up on it. And my first visit to Stone Spring Elementary and to the church was on a Sunday night, and the first people that I ever heard speak at the Nazarene Church, other than Pastor Carey, who introduced them, was actually Mandy's sister and my now sister and brother-in-law, who were kind of sharing their testimony a little bit that night. And so that was kind of my first taste of the church, and I don't remember if I met anyone that night, but I think my dad took me a few days later to the office downtown, and I remember meeting Carey, and I believe I met Jim and Pastor Joe as well. And I remember my dad telling Pastor Joe that I played drums, and I just remember Pastor Joe asking me if I could play in three-time signature, and I told him I could, and he said, "Well, if you'd like to come play with us sometime, we'd love to have you." So I think I attended one Sunday morning at the church, or at the school rather, and the very next Sunday I started playing drums. And that was kind of my beginning here at the church, but beginning, I would say, for me of just getting involved in ministry as well. I don't know if you want to, you were a teenager then, so I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that chapter.
Yeah, I grew up, I think we started going to the Nazarene Church when I was about four, maybe. So I grew up in the church, of course, hit a rough patch through my teenage years, and I'm sure many people have lots of stories about that. But towards the end of probably when I was 17 maybe, is when, is that when you came? I can't remember. Anyway, so I was in the youth group when John came, and we had kind of ended up on worship teams together here and there, and just kind of through all that started hanging out, and then eventually got married here at the church, and we both worked here. I was working for Kids Harbor at the time, and John was doing facilities, and then we shortly after getting married knew that God had a big call on our lives for John to go to Bible college. Which we tried to avoid for a little while, but eventually we knew it was what we had to do. So,
John, if you would like to talk about that call, maybe a little bit and what led into that, and that process of going to Bible college.
Yeah, so I think Pastor Paul Johnson, who was the youth pastor here at the time, he was one of the first ones to kind of challenged me in that, just to speak into my life, that I should consider taking some classes. And that was the very last thing that I wanted to do. I didn't want to take classes. But I remember, I think it was the office right next door to where we're sitting right now. Paul was talking to me and to Drew, David, and encouraging us both that we should try online classes through the Nazarene Bible College. And I think when he walked away, Drew and I both looked at one another, and we just kind of knew neither one of us were going to do that. But I, along the way, you know, when I was a kid, my dad used to encourage me to maybe pursue ministry, or to that maybe one day I would be a pastor or something like that. And I always just blew that off. But I remember Pastor Joe as well, kind of pouring into me as a musician, and you know, just encouraging me. Paul had given us the opportunity to lead worship with the youth, and I think that's how Joe found out I sang and played guitar as well. And you know, he encouraged me along the way, and of course Pastor Carey as well encouraged us. I was actually having lunch with Pastor Carey the day, I think it was the day or 2 days before we closed on our first house, and we were about to sign our lives away, literally, and he encouraged me that day to go to Bible college, and it kind of made me mad, because I was thinking, here I am about to like settle down, get into a house, and you're trying to get me to move to Colorado. Because I think he knew by that point that I wasn't going to have the self-motivation to go online and do my school that way. So he was telling me to pick up everything, sell what I needed to, and just move everything there. So we went ahead and we closed on the house in Grottoes, which is just down Port Road from here at the church. And we lived there for 8 whole months. And during that time, I had a really bad knee injury. That slowed me down and kind of put me on the couch for a couple of months, and gave me a lot of time to think and pray and struggle, and just I was pretty humbled. And it was really during that time that I think God was really, I don't know, the seed had been planted. God was really growing that in me, that I wanted to be at the church, and I wanted to, I couldn't really see myself being anywhere else. I just always wanted to be in the church and involved in ministry. And by the time I was able to get back to work, it was just really apparent that God was moving us in a different way. And there was one Sunday that we were here, and one or two people had talked to Mandy and I separately that day. And both of those conversations had to do with Colorado or Colorado Springs. And we ended up not really pursuing either of the things that those two people were talking to us about. But we both got in the car that day, and without even telling the other what we had had conversations about, we both had the same sense that we were supposed to put our house on the market and move to Colorado. And so I think it was our second anniversary of being married, so it would have been on March 9th of 2004. We spent that anniversary, our date night, was going out to my parents' house and her parents' house and telling them that we were going to be moving everything and we were going to be leaving for a while, and we didn't know what was ahead. And I'm sure they were thinking we were on our way to their house to tell them about some upcoming grandchildren or something like that, but we were telling them we were leaving town. And it was, there was some mixed reviews, I'll say, their reactions to that. And we had our own mixed reviews. I know we visited Colorado Springs to try and get some sort of idea of where we might work or where we might live, and we wanted to visit the school and that sort of thing. And so we went to Colorado that April just to visit. And to be honest, we both hated it. We really didn't like it. We didn't know to drink enough water before we went. We both felt miserable the entire time we were there. And it was just, I won't say we didn't have any fun while we were there. We did a few kind of fun things and I think we visited Seven Falls, I believe is the name of it. And we had a few good dinners and stuff out at some nice local restaurants there. But in general, it wasn't a great trip for us. And by the time we were ready to move, we just didn't want to at all. But we knew it was what we were supposed to do. And so long story short, I majored in music ministry at Bible College, in Nazarene Bible College. I was on campus there for 3 years. I worked full-time the entire time I was there. Mandy worked full-time for Sam's Club. In 2007, I got a call from the Lynchburg Church of the Nazarene, and we just began a conversation. Mandy and I had already placed our condo that we owned. We had already placed it on the market, which I don't even think they knew about when they called us, but we were already planning on moving back east. We just didn't know exactly where we were going to land. I was going to finish my degree online, which I did. Anyway, the conversation there with Lynchburg began, and by July, I think it was July 8th, was my first day, 2007, of ministry in Lynchburg, and that was my first ministry assignment. And we just finished there in Lynchburg. I just finished the last day of August of this year, so just a few weeks ago was my last day at that church. We were there for 10 years, and that was a quick 10 years. So in 2009, Mandy and I had a son, and his name is Paul, and he just turned 8 last week, and he has begun in his new school here back in Rockingham County. Still feels a little bit surreal to say we're back in Rockingham County, but he's in the second or third grade, and he's loving it, and that's pretty amazing. Just that was one of those things we were worried about with our moving. When it was just the two of us and a dog, it was pretty simple to relocate. The dog didn't have a whole lot to say about it. They just kind of sat there in the car and rode with us, but we just realized every decision we were making. From the point we had him in 2009, every decision we were making from that point forward was affecting not just us, but another human life. And that was definitely a lot of part of our anxieties we've had over moving. But it's been an amazing process this summer. And we're still in the midst of closing that chapter of Lynchburg. Still have a house we're trying to sell. But we're trusting God and pretty amazed at how he's provided thus far.
Well, John and Mandy, thanks for sharing, and I think it's cool how things kind of come full circle, so to speak, from when you said Pastor Paul and Pastor Joe and my dad, Pastor Kerry, were kind of pouring into your life and maybe even saw something in you that maybe you hadn't quite seen in yourself yet or weren't sure yet. And it was neat how you were talking about Pastor Paul talking to you and Drew David, who is pastoring in Germany now, and so you guys both ended up going far away.
Yeah.
You were talking about Dad talking to you and talking to you about packing up and moving to Colorado. And I know he ended up taking Drew to Germany. Mm-hmm. And so
I think that same year he took Drew to Germany and left him there. Yeah, pretty sure it was that May or something like that.
And when you were talking about you and Mandy going to talk to your parents on your two-year anniversary, that kind of reminded me of when my parents told their parents that they were packing up from North Carolina and moving all the way out west to Colorado Springs. And I mean, I know it's beautiful out there, but it didn't excite them too much either, even though they knew like that's what they felt like God was calling them to. And sounds like that's what God was calling you guys to. Anything else that either of you would like to share? And then I believe that you guys have a couple songs that you're just going to... I know you guys are both into worship, and I know you brought your guitar, John. So anything either of you would like to share before you do that?
Yeah, there's a lot I could share, but from this point, I'm here, just started at the church. It's a completely new experience for me, and as far as I go, I'm just trying to get my feet up under me and trying to figure out what I'm doing here, but excited about the challenges and excited about a new position here. And, yeah, so we're blessed.
And you guys will be leading worship for the upcoming revival. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that as well, because I know you guys both have a passion for doing that. So do you mind if I pray for you first, and then if you want to share whatever song or so that you guys have?
Sure.
Lord, we just come before you today, and we thank you for John and Mandy, and we thank you for what you've done in their lives, Lord, and how you've used them in ministry and taken them on quite a journey from when they started here and met each other to calling them to Colorado Springs to Bible College, and then 10 years of ministry in Lynchburg at the Nazarene Church there, and then recently bringing them back to Harrisonburg and being in ministry here at the church, Lord, and just pray that you continue to bless them and Paul as well, Lord, and their families, Lord, and their ministry, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done in their lives, what you're doing in their lives, and what you're going to do in their lives, Lord, and I ask all this in your name, amen.
Amen.
And I'll just let you guys take it as far as if you guys have a song or two that you'd like to share with us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting you mentioned that we're playing at the revival, because I think Adrian first called me to play for the revival like back in March, and it was about 2 months later that he first called me to mention that they might be looking to make some staff changes. And so somewhere between the time that he asked us to come and just play, actually became a part of the staff here. So it's kind of a strange thing, but we had no clue we'd be at home when we were playing at the revival. So that's pretty cool.
Never mind these songs I sing, they're pretty much made of memories of how wandered hopelessly through this town. And then he wakes up my sleepy eyes, and he wipes my tears and forgives my weaknesses and gets me back on my feet. It's been a long way home. It's been a long way home. It's been a light still shone through. It's been my
got one more we're going to share. It's not our song. Matt Redman's song was one we loved doing, and seems in a lot of different chapters of life that it speaks to me, and we're in one of those chapters right now, so speaking to us.
John and Mandy, thank you both for taking a little bit of time out of your day and just sharing your testimony and your gifts through music, and also what God's done and is doing in your lives.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.